So I'm going to give you three answers to this. The first is in-person activities. We want to do things safely. I understand during the pandemic, it was important to transition and pivot and do Zoom and Microsoft Teams and all that. But we're here together with pizza and in a room where we're three-dimensional for a reason. Because this is real human interaction, right? If you were this big on a screen, all right, and I was this big, you'd be looking at the World Cup while talking to me, or maybe I'd be doing that, right? And so in-person interaction. And the events that we've been having, I don't know if you covered this, but here's another great story. We can get you some photos. Queen Diambi, that's the Democratic Republic of the Congo. How often to get to meet a queen, an actual queen? And she was terrific. She was charismatic. She was heartfelt. She was here because she's a CUNY graduate herself. She went to Staten Island, but then she came here. She only had three stops in CUNY, Staten Island, because she went there. But then here, because we got two professors in biology who study this fish that comes from Lake Tanganyika, which is in the Congo, and they do experiments because they're looking at the fish. These fish, they change colors, and they're looking at the environment and so on. So that event with the queen is just one. That day, we had three or four events. You know, the week before, or the month before, we had that famous mathematician. Did any of you go to that? It was like 250 people. I was a little worried. Are people going to come out for this? But they filled two overflow rooms at the main room. Then two other rooms with math majors, and this guy was giving a lecture on math. I went in and I listened for a little bit. I thought, wow, I am too stupid to understand what he's saying, right? But he's like the world's most important mathematician. That same day, we had the White House liaison on anti-Semitism come visit us at Queens College, and it was the first college she had ever visited. She'd only been in the job for about 6 months or 9 months. So the first answer is in-person activities that you are a part of. At all these events when the Queen was here, we made sure we had students. Right? These are not VIP things just for people with fancy titles. Every single one of these things we do, there's a student involved. If there's not a student involved, there's no reason to have it on a college campus. So that's number one, in-person activities. That I'm a part of too. I want to meet you. I'm constantly saying to our vice president, how can you get me to more events in front of students? Whether that's our Division II athletics with the Knights. Have you seen the mascot, by the way? That's a great story. I'll tell you something. You can print this if you want. I think it's scary. have you seen the mascot? I don't know if it's just the guy or gal inside, but when I met the mascot was like 7 feet tall, and whoever it was a good performer. Like, that person was trying to scare me, and I thought, man, I don't like this mascot. This is like a really aggressive-looking knight, all right? And we're doing a ceremony that I believe the dean here is organizing. We're going to burn the old mascot suit, which is scary in its own way. It's a little dingy. It's been around for a while. But I said, we need new mascots. So and you can go ahead and print that. Roo is scared of the mascot. It came out really like a night, right? So the first thing, in-person activities that you are at, that I am at, where we talk to one another, right? It's so important to get to know people and to know that they're human beings. They're not just a title. You know, I was delighted to learn that your advisor collects vinyl albums and I recommended, I don't know if you actually downloaded or bought it, but I recommended, I won't even tell you what it is because that would divulge something about both my musical taste and his.
They'll have no idea.
This is our little secret, right? But no, it's good to do that because we're human beings, right? We're not faces, we're on a screen. We're not our digital avatars. So that's number one. All right, number two is to build organizations, to build the student organizations, whether it's the Knights. fake news, whether it's the Knights, the men's and women's sports teams, all these organizations. There's a new neurodiverse club for students who are neurodiverse. There are about 100 students on our campus who identify as neurodiverse. I think that's fantastic. I want to see student clubs for every interest, every affinity, and these are all open to everyone. Because, all right, so I'm also going to say something. You're welcome to print this, all right, but I don't want the faculty to take it the wrong way. All right, so, and you've got a faculty member, so I'm going to try out the statement in front of a faculty member. You come to Queens College to be educated, okay? So I don't want you to mishear what I'm saying. You got to do your homework, you got to go to class, go to labs, you got to do the schoolwork. But I know something. As someone who's now, I graduated college in 1988, it's a long time ago. Graduated law school in 91. I've been in higher education, and so I try to read. So I read about what I do, about higher education policy, the psychology of students. I'm gonna share something that people have discovered who study this. Do you know what people remember years later about their undergraduate experience? It's not the classes. All right, sorry to say that. That's what you're here for, it's important. But what they remember is the newspaper, the sports, meeting a boyfriend or girlfriend who becomes a husband or wife, or meeting the boyfriend or girlfriend who doesn't become the husband or wife. You know, the parties they had, whatever. But by the way, we are not a party school. That's good. We rank at the very bottom. I'm not making this up. When I was thinking about this job, I was doing my research. And in the 1980s, the New York Times published some article. You could probably find this. It says, Queens College ranks at the bottom of party schools. I read that and I thought, I'm okay with that. Okay, so I want it to be a good experience, all right? A fulfilling experience, a memorable experience, an enriching experience, one that prepares you. But if one of you said to me, hey, this is not a party school, I would say, yeah, it's not, all right? I want you to have fun, I want you to have good experiences, but I don't want to find out that there's a kegger every night in the Summit and that, you know, students are stumbling down Casino Boulevard. That's not who we are. There are other institutions that are like that. That's not who we are, okay? It's not who your parents want us to be. It's not what the borough wants us to be. But building the organizations that create the structure for everything that isn't the classes. And the other aspect of this that I believe is it's connected. And what you do is a great example. What you're doing is, it is academic. You are getting a skill. You're learning about writing, you're learning about graphic design, you're learning about budgeting, you're learning about running an enterprise. That's all real education, real skills. But it's not a class, you know, it's not the same as someone standing lecturing at you about how this works. You're getting experience. So that's the second answer. Creating more organizations, more opportunities to do things within a structure, you know, where the club or the newspaper has a regular schedule, has events, and is doing things, and that's what Dwayne as dean oversees and helps do. Third answer I'm going to give you. So now I'm going to turn to something not as positive, but important. So we just put out a couple of statements. One was about the shooting in Colorado Springs. I want to be clear. And I know they have to investigate, they have to do other things, but it's already apparent this is a hate crime. It targeted people who were LGBT and allies. It was deadly, it was deliberate. I will not hesitate to say it was morally wrong. And some people have said to me, what are you as a college president in New York City, what are you doing writing a statement about something that didn't happen on your campus? Well, the answer is it affects people here. It affects faculty, staff, and students. And I know that. And I see it as a responsibility that I have when these really terrible, deliberate things happen. my view of how college presidents should behave is anyone in leadership roles should use that to say that was wrong and we have got to change. It's not enough just to make statements. You know, we have offices here and I've tried to enhance what they do, whether it's J.C. Carlson's office that helps to support people who are LGBT and who may be coming out facing issues with their parents. So we've got to put resources into this. We had an event just a couple nights ago that was a Black Asian solidarity bridge building event. I think that's fantastic, to tough work of bridge building. And it got Zoom bombed. It was Zoom bombed by someone who used the N-word, who, again, morally wrong. I don't just mean offensive. I don't mean just to me personally. I mean that violates the ideals that we celebrate here. It was important, and that was one of our programs jointly.